struggle is real. It's the second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, it is second date update on the 20s. Yeah. We got Pearl on the line. Oh, Joe, don't.
Necklace. I love me some pearls.
I knew he was going to do that.
Could it just be like...
Especially the deep sea white pearls, man. Those are awesome.
Oh, yeah, really?
Couldn't you do like some like Pearl of the Ocean or
Pearl of the Necklace?
Hey, she only get three pearls, girl.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
I'm active. What can I say? All right, Pearl, tell us about your date, love. What happened? How'd y'all meet? Where'd y'all go?
Well, I met this guy through a mutual friend. His name's Joseph. We went to the Seoul Korean Garden restaurant for our date. And then we went to Wyke's, and it was a great date. We even ended the night with a little kiss on the cheek, but just kind of confused. He has not called me back. Yeah, I have not heard a word from him.
Wow. You know, there are certain ethnic cuisines that I don't trust having a first date.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. One is Italian.
Oh.
Because it's a lot of marinara sauce.
And
a lot of stuff to get all over your face.
Yeah.
And then a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
The other one, Korean.
What?
Ice cream.
Fermented cabbage.
Oh, really? Yeah, your breakfast.
With chili peppers and garlic.
Yeah.
It's been marinated. How long does it take to make kimchi, like real kimchi?
About
how long do you have to ferment the cabbage?
I think it's only like 24 hours.
Before it,
24 to 48 hours.
No, I thought it was like weeks. Yeah.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Because I know a girl in high school.
These are the pure Korean.
Yeah, but I've never made kimchi. I only made cucumber kimchi, and it only takes an hour.
Yeah, I knew a girl in high school who her family used to make kimchi at their house.
Yeah, it's like weeks,
I
right?
I went into that house, and it was the stinkiest place I ever been.
Oh, yeah, bro. It smells like mothballs and butt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She was hot, too. So
keep in mind, like my mom, half Korean. I'm a quarter Korean.
Yeah.
So she was very in tune with her
Korean side, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time we went there, it just smelled like daigu and butt.
And butt.
How long does it take to make kimchi?
Who?
Let's find out. Kimchi fermentation process is very short in comparison to making sauerkraut. Kimchi ferments at room temperature in only 1 to 2 days.
See?
Or more slowly in the refrigerator.
Huh.
Kimchi should be stored refrigerated and is best eaten within 1 week. No wonder every time I go grocery store, the kimchi is no good.
So after that, you just make soup.
Okay. This is where she uses kalbi, the meat.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, bro. It's like taking a prime rib and stuffing it in like a sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. You ruined the kalbi. All right. So everything was good. You got a little kiss at the end. Were your entree selections appropriate? Maybe that's why I never got back to you. And by appropriate, I mean like you didn't smell like you stepped out of Gilroy Garlic Festival in Northern California or anything, right?
He acted like he liked it. No, I mean, he acted like it. He said he liked it. And we were having a good time. So we were laughing. I thought everything was cool, you know? The kiss on the cheek was a little bit awkward, I guess, because I thought it would have been a little bit more. But, you know, it was the first date. So
you didn't get like smashed off the shochu or anything like that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
No.
It's so delicious, wow. Though.
Yeah, soju is good. I like that thing.
Is it soju or shochu?
So that's what we did.
Soju.
Soju.
I think so, yeah.
You know, soju is like the adult's version of calpico or however you say
it. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Calpis.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's one of the brands. We have to look it up. Calpis.
Oh, really?
Calpico.
Yeah.
They got another brand. Calpis.
I used to work ABC store, and that was one of the items they sold. Calpis.
Yeah. So we've gone over this, Joe and I.
Yes.
About like 5 months ago. And he called it Calpis.
Yes.
And I was like, bro, I think it's Calpis.
Calpis.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's Calpis. And so we Googled it. It's Calpis.
Oh, it's Calpis?
It's Calpis, yes.
That's C-O-W.
Oh, okay, well, Pearl, what was the guy's name again? We'll just give him a call. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's Joseph.
Joseph. Okay, if you don't mind, Pearl, if you could, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, see if we can get you all reconnected, okay?
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Joseph?
Yeah, this is Joseph. What's up?
Hey, Joseph. It's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
That would be MJ.
Fat Joseph in the house.
That's right. Oh, no. Skinny Ola right here.
There you go. Yes. Emmy MJ.
Well proportioned MJ over
that's
there.
That's her, but yes, yeah, girl.
How's it going, Joseph? Fat Joseph?
Fat Joseph, yeah.
I'm good. I'm a long-time listener, so I kind of like have an idea of why you're calling now.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Really?
Well, Joseph, got to let you know, we are on the air, though, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay.
Oh, this is juicy. Let's do it.
All right. Well, you think you know why we're calling. Why don't you tell us what you think that we think,
you think
of
is...
why we're calling.
What you think?
Yeah.
All right.
What are your thoughts?
I recently went on a date, and I'm going to guess it's a date with Pearl.
Wow. Yeah. You think good.
Good job.
You think well. Okay.
Yeah. She was the most recent date for me, so yeah, it was my first guess. So, you know, she's really Korean.
Oh.
Wow.
MJ,
be careful
calm.
There, bro. Be careful, bro.
Yeah.
MJ, back off the
microphone.
You
have a really Korean girl on the studio.
Yeah,
you have
a pure Korean right in front of Joe and I right
wow.
now. You're putting us in a
what do you mean by
really
she's really
position.
Korean?
Yes.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, like she was very unique. I've never dated a Korean girl, so it was like very culturally cool. You
yeah,
know?
Well, he's, okay. that, he's politically yeah. correct trying to say they're friggin' nuts.
Trying to poke me with a fork.
Yeah, that's it. So go ahead, Joseph. What happened? Yeah.
So we kept with the theme, you know. We went to a Korean restaurant. It was my first time eating it, actual like authentic Korean food. She ordered all this food that I had no idea even how to pronounce. So it was really, really interesting. I don't eat kimchi all too often, but she ate all of it. It was good. It was good though. Until she told me what I actually ate. And then I almost puked.
Oh, so there was a variation of kimchi there?
Well, there was a couple of different variations. That was fine. It was the entree plates that came out that I didn't
order. Questionable plates.
Okay, I'm Korean. I'm not that Korean. So you're going to have to walk me through this. What did you all order?
So from what she told me, it was pig intestines.
Kapchae.
Blood sausage.
Sundae.
Sundae. And roasted silkworms.
Bundaegi. Yeah.
Bundegi.
Why do all the other Korean food sound like different positions? Bundegi style. Turn around, got the sundae all over you.
Turn around, touch those.
What is pig intestines called?
Gopchang.
I don't.
Yeah, girl, I'm with you.
Gopchang this.
Gop it all, bro. Gop it all.
Yeah.
Really don't be checking like about it.
Oh, you don't like that? Okay, we'll go back to Bundegi.
And then what do you call silkworms?
Biondegi. Or Bundegi.
Sundae. What is the other one?
Sundae is the blood sauce.
Oh, Sundae.
Sundae.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah. Sundae.
Sundae.
Kama Sundae.
It's almost like Sunday.
Yeah.
Sundae.
And then Bundegi?
I think it's Bundegi, but it's spelled Bondegi.
I like Bundegi.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So how did that work out for you? You had pig intestines, blood sausage, and the roasted silkworms, to my recollection.
Yeah. I'm not going to remember how to pronounce those because I'm never going to eat them again.
Neither.
Okay. Just think positions. I'm all about affiliation, man.
There you go.
Yeah, you want to do Bundegi style?
Bundegi style.
Let's meet up on Sunday. Right?
Just wash your hands.
And it's like, girl, are you ready for this gopchang?
Yeah, you...
That's how I remember everything. I don't have any of this in front of me. It got me through college, people. Don't judge.
I love it. Okay. That was good.
Yeah. So
how did it taste? Was it good?
No, it wasn't. I wanted to puke. I'm sorry.
Like, felt like you got gum chain.
Oh, yeah, jeez. Got you right in the bootleggy.
On a Sunday? That's the Lord's Day.
Oh, man.
God.
That's football, man.
It's a wild card weekend, girl. I'm not going to take that gum chain tonight.
It's playoffs.
Okay. Did you just tap out after that, or?
No, afterwards we actually went on, we had a walk off that dinner, you know. We went on the beach, a nice little romantic walk, which should have been romantic, but then I kept smelling that kimchi on her. It was a combination of like butt and garlic.
Yeah, that's about right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, delicious, like though.
For, yeah, you.
It's like dried aku, bro. It's so good when you eat it, but if you smell it on someone, especially on someone else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where you just gotta like up chang it, bro, and yeah. Join in. Give me some dried aku, otherwise he's gonna kill me.
It is disgusting. At that point, I was just super annoyed, and I just excused myself. And, you know, I gave her that kiss on cheek and took a wet wipe to that side of my cheek, and I don't want to smell that ever again because it felt like it was gonna stick on me if I didn't wash it off.
Don't worry, I actually have the same feeling. You ever been in an elevator with someone that has really bad BO?
Yeah.
And then you just feel like there's all these little gaseous BO particles flying in this confined space of an elevator.
Yeah.
And it's like cologne, but BO.
That's
just going to stick to you.
Yeah.
I feel like those particles get in my nose and then I end up smelling it for like the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. What we're trying to say is we feel your kimchi struggles here.
Your gop-chang and all that.
Yeah, Okay, so I'm sorry to break this out, Joseph, but Pearl's been on the other line. She had called us to call you. She was wondering why you weren't getting back to her.
Yeah, Joseph, you said you liked it.
I mean, I had to say something to keep the date going, right?
Yeah, but I thought you were having a good time. We were laughing. You said it was so good. You were saying it was so good. I shouldn't have even told you what it was.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. We should stick something simpler next time. Like,
you have a taste of kimchi also. Hello.
Yeah, I gotta be. Yeah. Pearl, I'm with you with that. I feel like kimchi is a lot like poke, especially like on the mainland.
Yeah.
It's become so mainstream that I feel like if you haven't had kimchi or you're not familiar with it, then you just don't get out enough.
Yeah.
On the flip side, though, in your defense, Joseph, pink intestines, blood sausage, and roasted silkworms. I hear you on that one, man. That
even for
be
me,
like,
I think it's kind of gross.
I don't like kimchi. I've tried it before. It doesn't. That's not for me.
Oh, I love kimchi.
Okay, but at least you know what it is.
Yeah.
You're familiar with it. Yeah. It's not like it's, you know, your first time. You're like, what is red floppy looking stuff?
If a girl was eating kimchi and you tried it, you know how if you eat garlic and you have the other person eat garlic, then you won't smell it? You know, like...
My dried aku analogy. Yes.
Right. So, I mean, like, if that was the case, would you actually... I mean, the girl's hot and you went on a date with her. Would you give her a kiss?
Hell yeah. Nothing stops me from getting some, bro. Yeah. I got some bulgogi to fill, bro.
Well, hold on. Let's get to the point. This is what's really most important about the date. Did you guys enjoy each other's company? Minus the silkworms and the... What is it again? Gachi?
Biondegi. Biondegi. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's where the date goes really well. Then you take her back and you're damn girl, do you like it Biondegi style?
I had a good time. I thought he was having a good time. So I don't know if he was really having a good time now.
Well, Joseph, get rid of all the entrees, all the cuisine. Did you enjoy Pearl's company?
If we put all of that aside, yes, I had a good time.
Okay, so if we pay for dinner and drinks at a... Sorry, I feel like we got to do a real howly for you here, Joseph.
We'll send
you
the cheeseburger
in paradise, buddy. Yeah.
Five guys, bro. Five guys.
Would you guys be interested in going out again? And I say both of you because, Pearl, I'm not sure if you're offended.
I think I'd give it another go, but he'd have to pick something then.
Yeah.
Yes, as long as it's not kimchi again and other questionable foods, then yes, I will go another
Get yourself a salad.
All right, so that's it. I hear an agreement. There we go.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, you guys are all good. You know what? Let's go ahead and brainstorm before we get you guys information so we can send you on that other date because we got to reach out to the restaurant to get a gift card for you.
Right.
I heard Ruby Tuesday's, great option.
Yeah, cheeseburger
and paradise.
Paradise.
Does that still exist?
I don't know if that still exists.
Cheesecake Factory.
You know Teddy's, bro. You can send it to Teddy's.
Oh, yeah, Teddy's.
Teddy's is
good. What if it's a date place? That's the only thing. Teddy's Burger is not a date place. Text 808.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, there
barbecue.
You go.
How do you guys feel about barbecue?
Isn't that another messy kind of like...
It's
when you
barbecue,
eat ribs,
matter,
he just got chained. Posted silkworms
on a Sunday.
And if he had played his cards right, he still would have been able to bondinger or whatever it is. Bondingi that. Yeah, Text 808 is awesome, by the way. They got one in Waikiki and one in Hawaii Kai. We'll send you guys there for a first date. Barbecue's conservative.
Awesome. Okay.
Yes?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, cool. Right on.
Nice.
Yeah, you can.
Good job.
You can go ahead and slap down a half rack on it. You know what I'm saying? Since we're going down these analogies.
You can pull out his pork.
Don't say the girl even. Let me know when you're ready because I'm about to pull pork right now.
Bake my beans.
Joe.
Sorry.